Okay. So, my name is Amin Kashmiri. I'm from Iran. I've been in Britain for 6 years. I've lived in England for 2 years and Scotland 4 years. I've been studying at the Royal Conservatory for Scotland. I do composing, conducting, play the violin. I try to. And, yes.
Okay, ready when you are, Jeff.
Sure.
Medea was the famous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lost it after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his membered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was anxious to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his explosion and wooed a new bride. A tear for Medea feared she would no longer appear in Jason's plan. Jason did not care what Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel, Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Cold with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crowned about Glug's head made her shout aloud. The sound of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of the boys than her son for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtfulness, thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and loss are linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fighting or fought fairly.
So, if you're ready, just start.
Yeah, sure. It's not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when of low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep you home. Your words don't worry me, Medea, sticks and stones. The straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care. But Crayon is the king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exhaust all the punishment so far purpose. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment.